In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Physicians, as you may know, have to be board certified in order to practice. That used to be a one-time exam, but now it's become an exhausting process that includes recertification tests, a stream of online learning modules, fees, study materials, and prep courses, all of which have made board certification into a multi-million dollar industry. Gretchen Kuda-Crowen reports that doctors have had enough.
Paul Tierstein is the chief of cardiology at Scripps Clinic in San Diego, California. A little over a year ago, he sat down at his computer and attempted to complete the online modules required to maintain a certification with the American Board of Internal Medicine, or ABIM. He figured it'd be no big deal.
And I was shocked at how complicated it was and how much time it took and how unrelated to important patient care it was.
These modules, which became a requirement in 2014, must be completed every 2 years as part of something the boards call MOC, or Maintenance of Certification. The whole process costs Tierstein thousands of dollars for something he calls busy work.
We have to click on little answers, and we have to spend a lot of time logging in, logging out, and figuring out what module they want us to do. It's also very expensive, and it doesn't seem to help us.
Tierstein found the process so aggravating that he vented his frustrations to his colleagues on an online message board, asking if any of them had had similar experiences. He expected a few sympathetic responses, but instead, he found himself flooded with emails from doctors who shared his frustrations.
My colleagues were very upset about it, and after about a week of emailing back and forth, they began to ask me what I was going to do about it.
Around the same time, a handful of doctors began speaking out. They wrote papers in medical journals and editorials in the New York Times. And Tierstein gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition asking the ABIM, the largest of the 24 medical specialty boards, to remove the online modules. But when nothing happened, they decided they'd had enough.
This is what ultimately led to the formation of, as you know, the National Board of Physicians and Surgeons.
That's Paul Matthew. He's a neurologist and the director of continuing medical education at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. In January, he and 15 other physicians from institutions such as Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, Columbia, and Dartmouth joined Tierstein in forming the National Board of Physicians and Surgeons, or NBPAS, an alternative to the American Board of Medical Specialties, an organization he says has gone off course.
Now, the tail is wagging the dog. And really, these boards that were created for these very virtuous reasons are now shaking the system and saying, you're going to do what we tell you to do. And if you don't, you will not be able to practice. So pay these fees, do these modules, and just do what you're told.
Not long after the NBPAS announced its formation, the ABIM issued a public apology to its members and has since temporarily suspended a number of the MOC requirements.
We made a mistake with part of our program.
Robert Barron is the CEO of the ABIM.
We're committed now to listening to the community and learning other ways to do the work that we're doing. But we're committed to the idea that doctors need to keep up, that patients want us to keep up, that doctors want to keep up, and that that's really hard work.
But Tierstein says this isn't about avoiding hard work. It's about making sure the work they do helps them take better care of their patients. I'm Gretchen Kuda-Crowen for Marketplace.